Yes, that's Carole King, and one of my favorites of all time. She was born on this day I just lost it. I just had it right here. Where was she? Well, I found them here. But she was born on this day. She was. She wasn't born on this day. No. So to read my own notes, I don't know what I was talking about. But on this day in history, January the 30th, that was Carole King. And on this day in 1971, one of the greatest albums, I think, of all time came out, called Tapestry. And this was her album. She was one of the great singer-songwriters, wrote most of the great soul hits in the early 60s, late 50s. And we'll play some more of her, along with many others whose music has importance on this day. And you'll hear her sing Natural Woman a little bit later, that the great Aretha Franklin made famous. But the woman who wrote it is Carole King. On this day in history, January the 30th, it's interesting, juxtaposition these dates. This is the day in 1649, the King Charles of England, King Charles I, was beheaded. And on this day in 1661, the man who pushed that beheading, Oliver Cromwell, who overthrew the crown and created the Commonwealth of England, is ritually executed after he was, on the anniversary of the execution of the monarch, he himself deposed. Two big days. Also, days really affected American history and English colonization of the West, who all played part in this era. This is the day in 1797 that Prince Hall founded the Masons, the Boston Masons. At that time, Freemasonry was one of the most important political organizations in the country. Black folks could not be part of it. He was a free black man in Boston and founded the black Masonic movement in this country. And he was a very important figure in the abolitionist movement in 1797. 1835, this was the first attempted assassination of a United States president when Richard Lawrence attempted to kill Andrew Jackson and was subdued by a lot of congressmen. This day in 1847, the city of Yerba Buena was renamed San Francisco. It was named Yerba Buena in 1769 by the Spanish. The United States took all that land from the Mexicans. They changed the names of the cities, became San Francisco. This is the day in 1908 that Gandhi, this is also the anniversary of Gandhi's birth on this day as well. I mean, on his death as well to this day. But on this day in 1908, he was released from prison in South Africa by one of the architects of apartheid, actually, Jan Smuts, who was this Afrikaner general. This is the day in 1927 that Harlem Globe Trotters. I'm not having a good time in my mouth today. This is 1927. On this day, the Harlem Globe Trotters became into existence. On this day in 1933, Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany with only 33% of the vote. Remember that, 33% of the vote. This is the day in 1956 that Martin Luther King's home was bombed in retaliation during the Montgomery bus boycott. On this day, in 1968, there's something called the Tet Offensive during the Vietnam War. This is the day when the Tet Offensive happened with the National Liberation Front of South Vietnam and the North Vietnamese Army on the attack, one of the biggest wars. Even though people say they lost that battle, they really didn't. More of them were killed than the Americans, but it was a turning point in that war in many ways. People didn't realize this war could not be won. This is the day in 1969, the Beatles did their last performance and were arrested for it on the top of their Apple Records building. On this day in 1972 was Bloody Sunday, when the British paratroopers opened fire on Irishmen protesting unarmed civil rights anti-internment marches in Derry, North Carolina, killing 14 people unarmed in the streets of Northern Ireland. This is the day that in 1972 that Paul McCartney, if we have a chance, we'll hear that song today, wrote and sang the song Give Ireland Back to the Irish. This is the day that test trials began in 1995 on the first preventative treatment for sickle cell anemia. This day in 1882, the Franklin Delano Roosevelt was born. And on this day was born Gene Hackman, the great actor, in 1930. And Richard Brodigan was born in 1935, a really interesting American poet. On this day in 1937, Vanessa Redgrave, the great actress, was born in 1937. On this day, some people love to revile him, some people love him. But whatever you do on this day, we can wish happy birthday to Vice President Dick Cheney, born on this day in 1941. This is the day that in 1944, Sharon Pratt Dixon was born. She was the first woman mayor of Washington, D.C. And on this day, Betsy Ross died in 1836, the woman made famous for sewing the American flag during the American Revolution. Orville Wright died on this day in 1948. And, of course, that was a long way from when he first flew the first plane across into the skies of America. This is the day in 1948 that Gandhi died, Mohandas Gandhi. And somebody we always should remember, and we've done many shows on the power of nonviolence and the power of Gandhi. On this day, he passed away. And on this day in 2006, speaking of nonviolence, this is the day that Coretta Scott King passed away in the year 2006. That is this day in history, January the 30th. Stay with us. We'll be right back.